Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk with Emo Radio Show.
Welcome to the third season of Real Talk with Emo, my exclusive hour and a half late night radio / talk show here on Streets Radio. Catch me right here every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time. I'll be bringing you real talk about everything in life, from music, racism, politics, new world conspiracies, violence, religion, and at the same time giving you some good music and special interviews throughout the season. So tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. on your cell phone or online, and be sure to tell a friend. To talk to me live during the show, just give me a call at area code 646-478-3243 and press 1, and be sure to be ready to go live, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show on StreetsRadio.com.
Yeah, what's up with it? What it do? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be, every 10 o'clock right here, West Coast time. You know, this is where I'm at doing my thing. So, you know, I'm here doing my thing. You know how we do it. Just wanted to say shout out to Streets Radio for having me on. Shout out to everybody that be calling and listening in and all that. I was supposed to have a Messy Marv interview today, but he's like way out of the state or something like that, so it kind of got mixed up. So we're going to push him back to next Monday. And, you know, I don't like to throw too many names out there because things might happen and they might not stop through. So I ain't going to mention all the big names and whatever situations I got coming for us next. But today I do got one interview calling through. It's my homie Kurt Kane. He got an album dropping with Hollow Tip tomorrow in stores, August 16th. Called Shipping and Handling. When you snatch that album up, look inside the art and see who did the artwork, and you know, you'll see it's worldwide connected right here, because, I mean, you know, we're trying to take this worldwide. So that will be in stores, not just online or some little download you can get for free or whatever. That album will be in stores, on shelf, everywhere tomorrow. And that's Hollow Tip and Kurt Kane. So, you know, make sure y'all snatch that up, man. The Shipping and Handling album will be in stores tomorrow. So we got Kurt Kane sliding through. He's going to do his little interview, let y'all know a little bit about that album. So moving right along, let me explain to everybody what kind of radio show this is, because we got a lot of hype going on out there. And, you know, I like to keep it real, man, because this is Real Talk with Emo. So I'm going to tell you what this is. This is a blog talk radio show, okay? It's basically aired on the Internet, and then people can listen to it over the cell phone. So far, I got over 40,000 listens for my show through iTunes and online, and people checking out the archives of the shows later. So people are tuning into this show. I don't give a fuck if it's quality. You know, some people may say, oh, man, the quality ain't up. That's because this is something I'm doing for free. And I didn't go buy the mics and the podcast system and all that for everybody to be doing something for free, because I ain't making no money doing this. I come here every Monday to do this, to expose people to the things that I know, tell them a little bit of game that I know, show them some people that I might know that's coming out, put you up on somebody you need to know about. So I could really give a damn about what somebody had to say about the show. Obviously, you click play, listen to it, stopped it like it ain't your thing, that's all good. You don't have to get down with Emo, because, you know, I don't get down with shit that I don't mess with either, so it's all good. I'm not tripping. But all I wanted to say is that real quick. This is a blog talk radio show where people can listen to it online, or you can listen to it on your cell phone. Now, the quality situation, if you got a nice stereo in your car, or you got your computer hooked up to your stereo at home, oh, you're going to hear it slapping. You're going to hear it real good. But if you're just clicking it over the Internet just to hear it or whatever, you know, it might be a little bit different quality because right now, you know, I'm over the cell phone. I'm working, the talking and all that. Everybody calls in over phones. And then we playing the music streamed over the internet. I'm just giving you game just so y'all don't act like I'm trying to put this show out there like it's some big situation. You know what I mean? Like it's some old radio station show or whatever. I'm just telling y'all this is what Emo do. On Mondays, I got a little radio show popping off, and this had to be paid for this to be here. You know, we can go up more levels, and I can go buy the equipment and the mic and all that shit, and I could do it even clearer and better, but, you know, I'm not investing into something unless I'm making money off of it. And I don't make money off of coming here playing music for y'all and giving y'all game. So if you got something to say about that, man, just, you know, do your thing, and I do my thing. You know how it is. Other than that, I'm going to get this shit popping because you know how we do it. And, you know, every Monday, 10 o'clock p.m., man, West Coast time, right here. Real talk with your boy Emo. Make sure you tune in. We're going to get into an interview in a little bit. But for right now, I'm just going to play a little bit of music. And you know how we do it. Stay tuned.
I'm a 5-3-0 factor, pop a sucker like some smackers. Me, my team, we moving beat. We ain't never been no actors. Lyrical masters, we got the world in our hands. Now watch me build a fucking castle out of single grain of sand. I'm sticking to the plan, cause it's for sure to have me breaded. Premium unleaded when I'm gassing like a Lexus. Grass Valley to Texas and anywhere in between. 5-3-0 shipping and handling, dismantling your team. Brandishing the things, got the little red light on ya. We'll take fight on ya, got them sweating like a sauna, like a steak trauma. Watch me play the game, manipulate the brain, spitting venom like it's acid rain. This young Kurt Kane, represent the merch gang. 5-3-0 Factor, coming slick with the turf slang. We got the black tie to bubble up like molten lava. 5-3-0 Factor, flowing through it like a
we don't need no help or resistance, or hate or resistance. We keep the flow in love for the game and persistence.
Yeah, we on the mission, Factor City bitches, slapping in the kitchen, Mac. Cause I be
flippin'. Man, he's pressin' cause you whack rappers might don't got it in the track. So hot cause the factors on it.
We
yeah.
Throw up on the track hotter than a bitch on her back. I'm steady flowin' like a factor on the mission for rap. Oh, I'm a 5-3-0 factor and I sit with steady stackers. Keep on pitching his admission causing lyrical disasters. Reappearing like a rasher, I ain't never been no actor. Bitches throwin', I'm a catcher, dippin', dippin' with the clappers. Flippin' bitches backwards for the chippers and a drop. Hit that Betty, y'all ain't ready, I write Chevys, never stop. Got Berettas and they pop, boy, I'm smashing through the dirt. Catch me faded in the booth, I'm about to gas another verse. It's a passion, not a curse, get the cash and dollars first. Well, we factors about the business, they lay heat under the shirt. So demeaning with these birds, I'ma make the bitches cry. Catch me pimpin' steady, deepin' stackin' chippers to the side. I manipulate these guys till I'm riding the 65. Supercharged to get it, I'm fitted, I'm lookin' drippin' right. I let the switch ignite, firing like a missile fight. Dippin' further riches and sick as your.
Now we don't need no help or resistance or hate or resistance. We keep the flow in love for the game and persistence.
Yeah, we on the mission, Factor City bitches, slapping in the kitchen, mad cause I be flipping.
Man, he's pressing cause you whack rappers might don't got it in the track. So hot cause the factors on it.
We all up on the track, hotter than a bitch on her back. I'm steady flowing like a factor on the mission for rap.
Whatever the circumstances, I stay advancing. My world ain't picture perfect, but this is my canvas. I'm cramping style, because I flow like menstruation. The earthquake that left you shaking, cracking grip like pavement. I play a dangerous game, dancing on razor blades. The only king you ever met, the trumpinator's play. Mixing alcohol and rubies, I want all the booty. Going to war in the pussy like Call of Duty. Fight to your factor, searching for greener pastures. Dominate the championship, just like the Packers. We doing the movement where y'all can't get muscle sticks. Stacking Doritos with me, amigos, handling business. Going the distance, I'm first place, I take winning. Got the gold around my neck like a 1-year Olympic. Get some Mac right, boy, keep your Mac sight. Tyson's always shining like I live under a
now we don't need no help or resistance, or hate or resistance. We'll keep the flow in love for the game.
Yeah, we on the mission, Factor City bitches, slapping in the kitchen, mad cause I be flipping.
Pressing cause you whack rappers might don't got it in the track. So hot cause the factors on it.
We all up on the track, hotter than a bitch on her back. I'm steady flowing like a factor on the mission for rap.
Well, I'm a 5-3-0 factor, I was birthed in my turn. Live life as it come, where you sit and rehearse. Kitchen chopping up your block, blowing smoke. cut the low. Put my windows on 10, but I'm still exposed. I got the wind in my face, I got a face in my lap. Put the system on my hip, boy, I'm feeling the slack. This a West Coast ghost, snore catalyst rap. Set it off in the spot, turn this bitch inside out. It's a 3530, did mine and Nissa. A three-time phone with a fetish for Newton. See the cost to be the boss, having money to fluff. With new kicks, I'm new with you, that's a paper and stock. This my city, you just give me a big fish in a small one. I can never leave my set, bet I'm here when you're all gone. I'm a factor from the turf, catch my name on your girl's lip. Put your team on my side, I got the game in the
tank. Now we don't need no help or resistance, or hate or resistance. We'll keep the flow in love for the game and persistence.
Yeah, we on the mission, factor city bitches. Slapping in the kitchen, mad cause I be good.
Man, impressive cause you whack rappers might don't got it in the track. So hot cause the factors are here.
We all up on the track, hotter than a bitch on her back. I'm steady flowing like a factor on the mission for rap.
Man, out of control, I'm stacking racks just too fast. And when I'm killing tracks, the fucking factors got my back. You feeling me? I'm off the Hennessy flow, heavy like Curdy P. Popping around my city, flipping weight with my family. A big pack mover, bring the weight to ya. Risk it every day, and boy, this game is nothing new. Cause I got my shot, he's got his Ruger. Let's do the deal, Cadillacs and Rila. Pushing a 100-pack for a bunch of meals. And that's for real, that's a fact of lifestyle. I'm a stunt and act wild, back might show him how. Got cash in my pocket, got gold in my mouth. Got 50 weed plants outside my fucking house. Get crazy, get loud, we the life of the party. Here to get this shit started. Get wild, life of the party. 5-3-0 factors here to get this shit started.
Now we resistance or hate or resistance. What keeps the flow is love for the game and persistence. Yeah, we on the mission, factor city bitches. Slapping in the kitchen, mad cause I be blitzing.
Man, impressive cause you whack rappers might don't got it in the track. So hot cause the factors are here.
We all up on the track, hotter than a bitch on her back. I'm steady flowing like a factor on the mission for rap.
Five man long days, Louis shoe, Louis shirt, Louis belt, bitch. Privilege
like a pro stove. Gotta keep the prodigy back with a trick sweet. Nigga, my TV laugh. Could never sell drugs. I blow it by the pan. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up. Everybody know what I do. Can't tell me nothing, right? All I do is yost and a laugh. Why take your frequent flight? King Edwards on my shoulders, I'm a smoker. Windows feel tight, smoke lingers in the upholster. Retwist the blunt, my nigga, roll too tight. He ain't used to swishing, he smoke out a pipe. Strain of the day, from the Cali Bear Gang. Got a wifey, but my mistress be my Mary Jane. Love it when it's harvest season, $100 zip. I get forward a time, sit back and ride the blimp. Paper planes, got a nigga on that red eye. Turkey bags vaporizing, Jack Herrera super high. Super fly, trying to get a hold of Samson. Smoking back to back, call it Amtrak action. I'm relaxing, lazy boy, reclining PS3. Hit it for 10, hold it for 20, pass it back to me. Every time you see a nigga, I'ma be high shit. Smoking like a pro stove. Gotta keep the policy. Backwoods, swish and sweet. Nigga, my TV loud. Could never sell drove. I blow it by the pan. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up.
I smoke that killer Cali Kush to the face. It keeps me in the zone. I be on that top shelf shit. You can keep your home grown. May not be so blown. Twisted from the THC. Twist the rap to Swisher like we run a blunt factory. Coughing up a lung, but I never been to Marcy. Projects in the works, I'm off the perfume smoking parsley. Pardon me for talking. If it bothers you, then bounce, ho. Weed is what I need. We bout to deep until this ounce gone. Clouds blown. Back to back, like it's a competition. If I need medication, I'm in a bad position. I'm calling my physician, he do delivery. Fill my reward cards up, sometimes I get it free. Sativa pedigree, indica hybrid weed smoke. Got your boy paranoid, posted up by the peephole. Curl up a blizzo, mix it with the bubble hat. Have it waiting for me when I get up out my bubble bag.
Every time you see a nigga,
I'ma be high shit.
Smoking like a bro stove.
Gotta keep the policy.
Backwoods, swish and sweet. Nigga, my tree be loud. Could never sell drove. I blow it by the pan.
Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up.
You get your weed in sacks. I get my bud in jars. Smoking swag with bags, I'm blowing big with stars. Top shelf, black diamond or that blue crack. I fuck with heroina and I ain't coming back. I got a script for that, complained about some back pains. I'm in love with Mary Jane, every day with everything. You like to smoke tough? We'll come and match something. We in the lab with Young Gatlin and we stay puffin'. Jump in the booth and tell the truth, I keep my brain baked. Elevate my mindset, help me get my rhyme straight. I hit the green temple and then the outer limit. And bought a new bomb and put some mice in it. I'm 50, hit it, hold it till my face is turning red. Fall sour bubble, green ribbon to the head. And I ain't never finished, I make the weed diminish. Hold up, roll up and light it with my burning finish.
Every time you see a nigga,
I'ma be high shit.
Smoking like a pro stove.
Gotta keep the policy.
Backwoods, swish and sweet. Nigga, my tree be loud. Could never sell drove. I blow it by the pan.
Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. Hold up, roll up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up. It's time to smoke up.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's happening? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. So, you know, like the music I be playing on this show is my people's, man, my folks, or people that hit me up because they see what I'm doing. They like, man, can you play my music on your show? People ask me to play their music. I don't really listen to it like that. I might listen to it when I'm playing it. If I like it a lot, I'll play it a lot, keep it in rotation, you know, because this is only Monday for an hour and a half that people get to hear my selection of music. You know, I throw a little bit of the major people in there, the mainstream people or whatever, but I try to keep it my show about the people that I know, that I really know. So when people come at me and they like, hey, man, you know, I could get this person or that person on the show, it's cool with me. I ain't really tripping, but, you know, if you can get them on the show, just, you know, email me a song or two. Not, you know, a lot of songs because I only got the room to play one or two songs because there's so many DJs here. Well, not so many. It's about seven of us, six or seven. And we all up and loading songs from music from people that's sending us stuff that they want to play. So I can't just fill up the whole music folder with all my songs or just a bunch of artists that, you know, somebody sending me six or seven songs that they sell. I mean, you know, if you was sending music to a radio show, you want to send your songs that you think would be on the radio, even though this ain't 102.5 or 103.5 or whatever. People are still listening to this show. Guarantee you, man, I would not come if I wasn't walking around the street all the time and people telling me, man, I checked out your show, bro, that's cool. I like the radio show, man, keep that going. The streets tell me to keep doing what I do. Not that I'm making a bunch of money or a major label came and signed me and nothing like that. The streets tell me, man, I like your music, Emo. You're getting better at what you know, my friends and family, when I come around, they're like, man, I heard that one song. I seen that video. So all of this stuff is starting to work. But with that being said, I'm starting to feel the fact of when people get a name, how you start feeling like, man, you know, what's all that ignorant stuff? Like, people come at you with stuff like they ain't thinking first before they say it because they just want to talk to you. And I'm not saying I'm a star or nothing like that, but people know my name. So when they see me, they be like, oh, you Emo? What's up, bro? Let me talk to you to death. And I'm like, man, I'm out working or trying to have a good time. I'm not saying I don't want people to chop it up with me or whatever, but sometimes it seems like people just make up conversations. They're not really talking about really doing nothing. I'm going to hit you up, get your number. I pass out my cards all the time, you know, and only so many people call. So, I mean, if you're really trying to do this, man, really do it. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's not just a swag or a look or you got hella songs. It's a business, man. I seen my boy D-Dub the other day at my homie J. Killer thing, and, you know, he was like, man, I'm losing the love for this. And I'm like, see, that's where you're messing up at. Because at our age and as long as we've been doing this music, there's really no more love. I'm not saying I don't love music or I don't love to do it. It's just not. When I was a kid, I used to love to ride my bike. I used to love to drive up and down the street. Now I'm older. It's like, man, I'm not going to just be riding that bike up and down the street. I'm going to be tired. My legs are going to be burning. You start thinking about the consequences of going to sit at the studio all day when you could have been somewhere else doing something else just because it was so fun, but you didn't miss going to look for a job or you miss, you know, being on time for anything else, going to your kid's school and all that because I'm at the studio. Some people just like to say that shit. But when it comes to me, I don't get no thrill out of just being in the studio with no purpose. So when a cat say, yo, man, come through, you get on some shit, I'm like, yeah, I'll get on some shit, but you're going to have to do it my way for me to get on it. If you ain't paying me and you just want me on a song and we in the city and we in the area, I don't really trip because I ain't really got to go too far. I can go home, record the shit on my own little stuff and email it to the people. But if I got to do a lot of work and, you know, it's like I got to go record my shit, I got to go upload it, convert it to MP3, send it to you, that's work. So most of the time I just ask for a little something for my time. because I know I'm out here and I'm worth something. I'm not telling people to pay me because everybody else getting paid. That's what most people ain't even got a track record, and they walk around, can I get paid, want to get paid for their shows, all little shit that they ain't even worth getting paid for. So you can't just jump in the game. And, you know, I was talking to my homegirl today. She a female rapper, and it's like sometimes, you know, you got this big old, ooh, I'm finna do this and do it. It's just, it's not a dream. Just keep it reality to me. If you keep yourself humble, you keep it down to where, you know, if this happen, it's good. If it don't happen, it don't, because I love to do music. I like to do music. This is what I do. Then your music will come out and reflect that. People will start seeing, man, I like what you got going on. You can't go do what somebody else got going on, because all they doing is really liking the part of you that you're copying from somebody else. So when that burn out and you don't got nothing else to copy or follow and try to be like, you have nothing to hold on to yourself, to carry yourself on. So it's like, you know, you following people and it's not helping. It's not helping society. It's not helping the industry want to look for more talent, because they like, it's not out there. Everyone's trying to be Lil Wayne. We already have Lil Wayne. They want something original. That's why you got shows like America's Got Talent and all that. They looking for somebody to just come on the stage and flip good so they can make another star out of something. But everybody else is not keeping it original. We don't have new original R&B. Lil Wayne is singing now. I mean, I actually heard that song that he got, and I like it. I don't really play Lil Wayne then and all that on the station to promote them, because they already get a lot of other promotion from everywhere else. So here I kind of, you know, save it for whatever I'm feeling. So I'm going to play that Lil Wayne song one of these days just to let people know in case they ain't heard it. But he should have a video somewhere. He's singing all the way through the whole song. I don't remember what it's called or whatever, but it was put together pretty good. Now they got plugins and all that can make you sing and sound like you can sing. So, you know, I could knock the song, but at the same time, it was like, damn, man, you know, rappers rap singing now, and singers are rapping. We got Justin Bieber rapping on people's stuff now. He got about 3 people's projects he's coming out, you know, rapping on. So, I mean, to me, man, if you really trying to do this, you got to step it up. That's what I try to do every day. Even though people look at me like I'm probably should have it already or whatever, but many of these years I've been down with other people's movements that wasn't feeling their movement like I was. I'm telling them they worth more than they know they worth. So I'm like, man, I'm going to help this dude get what he deserves so I can get something off of that, because this dude worth something. I'm not worth that yet, so I just want to be down with this dude to help him get what he need to be, but he ain't seeing that in himself. So you're sitting around 5-6 years going to studio every day thinking you down with so-and-so, claiming this little label like it's a gang, like you just joined a gang, throwing up their little sign, doing all this old crap. And then the next couple years, you ain't even messing with them no more. They ain't doing nothing. It was like, come on, man. Don't waste your time out here, man. Life is too short. Go to college or something. Go get a job if you're just going to mess around with rap like that, because 20 years down the line, you're going to regret it, because you ain't going to have no resume. You ain't going to have nothing that you can go somewhere and get a job in case the music shit ain't working for you, because you spent years trying to push something halfway. You got to push that shit all the way, man. Go listen to people. Stop walking around acting like you know it all. Half of the artists I see all the time always trying to act like they know more than the next artist in the room, always trying to act like they doing more than the other artists in the room. Talking to my homie today about how, you know, SAC need to come together, and that's the only thing. You know, these people got cliques, and they own clique can't come together. I mention no names. I never throw a name out there and talk bad about nobody or whatever. I'm not talking bad. I'm just telling cats the truth. And if you listen to this shit, maybe you might think, like Emo said, man, we got to cut that shit out. If I ain't going to be doing music, I'm going to cut this shit out, like Emo said. If I'm not finna put my 100% in this shit, I ain't going to do it. Because, I mean, you know, it's wasting time, man. We taking up space for motherfuckers that really want to do this music, like me. I'm not trying to get into music because I spend my dope game money in it and I invest that. When I was about 22 or whatever, I gave up that shit. Because it was killing people. I felt like I was helping somebody kill themselves by selling them some crack. dope, cocaine, whatever the fuck you want to say, rocks. And it was like, man, I ain't doing that no more. I'm gonna go push this music like it's dope. That sounded like the day I came out of, when I said it, I said that same phrase. I'm gonna go out here and push this music like it's dope. And niggas was looking at me like, huh? What are you talking about? You don't have nothing. You ain't nobody. You ain't never made no beat. You know, I said, man, I'm gonna learn. And since that day, I learned how to make beats, do graphics, studio engineer, mix music. I learned how to promote, and now I just added the video to it. So, you know, now the video thing is what's going on, and everybody want to do a video, and they think they own because they did a video. But where's the record in the store that the video is promoting? You know, that's why you do shows. You do videos and all that to promote the records you're trying to sell. But here you go doing a video that you probably spent money for, and then putting out a free album that people can download on. Where's your money making? But at the same time, that's a good thing to do because you're promoting yourself. You're showing motherfuckers something, you know, but have a plan. If you're giving them this for free, make sure you got something right after that that you're about to sell them. Because they're going to be on you. They're going to be thinking, oh, this dude is cool. I like this song. I like his little mixtape. I like all that shit. So then next thing you know, they're going to be waiting to see an album. Can't just give away all your music free out here, man. That's why I call this shit pay style music. I'll never be out here just freestyling in a circle forever. When I see Run DMC and LL Cool J and all them making millions off of doing that, they doing the same thing you doing with the talent and all that, but they just put a business behind it. So that's what I'm telling y'all, man. Throw up a company. Start walking around here coming up with a so-and-so name and banging for this name, but y'all ain't banging for the business for real. This so-and-so entertainment. It's just starting to look ridiculous, man. I'm coming up with the camera every time up at all these shows, and I'm starting to not want to bring the camera because it's like all of my going to the show footages, and every time somebody catch me with the camera, they look the same as the last time I had a camera out. Because even if it's a different dude, he's doing the same thing some other dude did when I pulled the camera. Yeah, man, we out here, man. We out here on the block, man. It's like them sideshow DVDs and shit. I'm like, why can't nobody talk regular, man? It just be, yeah, what's up, bro? How you doing, Emo? About to go in here and do this little studio thing or something, you know, shit, man. You caught us out here doing it live, bro. Come on in, you know. But everybody like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, we out here spending big dollars, smoking big green, going big purple, and you niggas don't want none, man. And you niggas don't, and it's like, come on, man. The same old image that they looking at. So it's like that person see that image on screen, it intrigues him. So he can't wait for the cameras on so he can act that way. No originality to me. Everything is getting boring, man. If you don't see me at the shows and you don't see me going, it's because, man, I tried all that. And them shows are just disgusting me, man. I'm not talking bad or nothing or whatever, but we spend money to go to these shows. And we buy drinks all up in the bar and trying to get lit and everybody click. Hey, that's another thing. One time I got to say real quick before I move on, but this is real talk with Emo, and this is what I do. I tell you what I feel. Stop pressing yes that you're going to attend on the Facebook event if you're not going to go. How can I have 120 attends on an event that we're throwing, but when I get there, it's 30 people? If you're not going to go, push maybe. You know what I mean? They have a maybe button on there. I mean, you know, maybe you're not going to come. That's cool, too. But don't blow our heads up when we throw out an event thing and y'all clicking yes on it. We like, okay, the Facebook invite is like, you know, 150 people say yes. So if we get half of that, we good. We looking for at least 75 of the people that say yes, but it'd be a third, a fourth. So I'm like, you know, stop clicking yes on shit you really ain't coming to. Stop clicking like on shit you really didn't like. That you really didn't look at enough to see if you liked it. You can't click like on my video if you didn't press play to look at it and like it. That's what I do. I go to people's page, man. If I click like, it's because I really like the shit. So, I mean, you know, keep it real, man. Facebook.com/emo3000. holler at your boy, man. Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday, 10 p.m. In a minute, we will be getting into an interview with the homie Kurt Kane. He's going to call through and tell us a little bit about the album he got coming out with Hollow Tip tomorrow in stores everywhere called Shipping and Howling. And I did the cover and the art to all that, so I just got to throw that out there one more time. So he's going to come through, slide through, and tell us a little bit about that album. But other than that, you know, we got to keep it going, man. I got a couple more songs I need y'all to hear real quick. So in the meantime, let's keep smoking.
Fuck all that nice shit.
From the west side, picking up the program. Slide into the dough like I'm so hard. With the fresh card hard folded on my forearm. You know that go hard, south central, Bogart, west ghetto, bit still rolling like a gold car. I'm from the era where most rappers were scared to wear red. Before the tight clothes and mascara. When these mark rappers from the blue side claiming they were scared to walk on the screen till I did it. Blum, blum, need that ass open. Fuck them, feed them fish, dump their body in the ocean. You rap niggas know the business. When I come around, y'all be hiding from me like the Jehovah Witness. They call me Quick Spray, cause I've been with this gangster shit since Grandmaster Flash had beats on a French brain. Lay it down, nigga, how I sound. Fuck y'all bitch niggas, LA is my town. Come on, throw it up, load it up, hold it up. Walking on them with the 12 gauge, nigga, roll it up. From the west to the east to the south to my Midwest, nigga, y'all know what I'm about. Throw it up, hold it up, give it up, chunk it up. Put my Chuck Taylor phone, jump up, fuck it up. From the west to the east to the south to my Midwest, nigga, the Barracuda South. Back out, y'all. Sending your face of a rapper, sunshade flying off the face like a foul ball. From the left side, knowing I'm about y'all. I can't do the right thing, nigga, I'm a southpaw. Nasty, better than blowing identical. Standing on the couch in the club, holding my genitals. Golf hat to the low, chicken heads, I'm kidding those. Putting smoke in the air like a pack of Seminoles. Leaving my shit stains on the instrumental. Off the hard liquor mineral, the hood star general. While you was sucking city milk, just a little tender. I was in a crease sweatshirt playing defender, nigga. The harder they come, the harder they fall. Woo! Pulling out my marker, striking and hitting up the wall. Blowing that load and that steel strap like a prophylax. Finger down like the cuffs on my crocus pack.
Next message. Received at 4:20 p.m.
Connected, everybody know everybody you can hear the nigga line if he's trying to cop a brick. From my bitch out of town on that fucking gray ham. Everything gone before that bitch touched down. Young nigga having money. I've been touching paper. 745, now I don't do the service. If I choice not force, no, the kid won't rape me. I'm headed to the top like a fucking elevator. Black ice on my wrist with the brick
with
all
the
white.
Bitches
on my dick, might be a white.
Cause I'm connected on the west like O'Shea Jack. I'm about whatever I can get it for the right price. Just send your budget to the balls, looking up right. Whether you looking for the snow or the all white, my East Yola nigga gotta get it all night. I just call this shit a game, but I don't play. I'm getting word from the white boys in Long Bay. I miss the southbound I-5 freeway. And dropping quarters in the nickel where the cheese stay. So check the resume and bring my name up. I bet you say that boy can help you get your change up. Except you came up and it can go down. I got the poor shit to ever hit your fucking town. Exit out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can be what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bay. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, LA. I'm connected out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bay. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, LA.
Fuck boys, never seen it coming, not to sight. But I give a fuck if you bitch niggas like me. I'm getting money, and this is well known fact. Valley boys and live wire, got that Cali connect. From Dago to LA, back to the pack. The blood lit on seminary, flatlining the track. From Sin City to Sim City, you bitch gon' get them chips. On the back street, lot lizard, internet of the strip. Bitch, sock it to my pocket, I need it all. First, ass last, follow rules, regulations, law. From Marina to Selena, stocked in the Modesto. Hit me on my hip, iPhone, Android, Metro. We do it live in the filthy five, actual bitch. The young go get us with the business, man, a box stack of chips. Hit them goons and gorillas, man, keep your shit lit. Gotta connect to water brigades with the mouthpiece of a pimp.
I'm connected out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bay. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, LA. I'm connected out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bay. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, LA.
Peoples, if you would like to be a guest, co-host, or get your music or commercial played on the Real Talk with Emo radio show, you can hit me up at facebook.com/emo3000 or email me at emo3000@aol.com. Please name the song with the name of the artist, title, and in MP3 format. Hopefully mixed the best way it can be. Get at me ASAP so I can get it on the air as soon as possible. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo.
Yeah. What's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. because this is where it go down. This is where you hear boy Geese and Gang, man. You know what I mean? Excuse me if I sound like I'm talking shit sometime or whatever, but sometimes you got to let people know that you fed up through your voice. And I'm really not a shit talker. I'm not a tough guy or none of that old shit, man. So, I mean, you know, when you see me, shake my hand, man, and just listen to it as Gang. So, you know, I'm not trying to be no superstar dude or nothing like that. I'm just doing my job. I'm here to host a show and play some music and give y'all some real talk. So you know what it is. We're going to keep it moving. I got the lines lit up right now. You feel me? I told y'all I got my homie Kurt Kane coming through to tell y'all about the Shipping and Handling album. So we're going to get to him in a minute. But I think I got my homie Brand Smith on the album, on the line too. He got an album out right now called The Reality Show. I checked that out. It's on Amazon, iTunes, and all that. So I'm going to see if he on the line real quick and then, you know, ask him a few questions. What's happening, man? Who this?
What's happening, man? Brand Smith. You feel me? Gameface Record. What's popping?
What's up with it, bro? I'm glad you called, man. I appreciate that. I just wanted you to call in, man. tell me a little bit about that record you got out there that I seen today finally hit the stores, the shelves, the iTunes.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me, man. Just actually, it's been a long time coming, you know what I'm saying? So it's the first album ever in history I ever dropped, man. I think it sounds pretty good, man. Y'all can pick it up at Amazon.com, iTunes, or just Google it and find it. You should be able to download it, buy it somewhere. But, yeah, man, it's nice, man. I got a little mainstream sound, you feel me, coming from a, you know, an underground heavy hitter city, you know what I'm saying? So trying to do something a little different, man. Y'all check it out, see what you think, man.
So, yeah, man, who you work with on the production on that?
I'm messing with Mad Sun from over there at the Mad Life Laboratories in Highlands. You know what I'm saying? We actually recorded the whole album there. He did all the beats, and then our homie Ben Stradamus did, like, two beats. You know what I'm saying? So that went real smooth. It actually been recorded for a couple months now, but we just had to do our little grind work, get everything, but you know what I'm saying, everything copied and mastered and mixed and all that. So now that's finally done. It's like a load off my shoulders, man. Just, you know what I mean? It's ready. I'm excited, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the mixtape song says, if you heard it.
That's good, bro. I appreciate it because, I mean, you know, I'm excited for you because I remember seeing you like, man, that look in your face, you like, man, I'm waiting for this to drop, and you know it happens, man. Go through that technical stuff first, and then if you stick through it, it'll get you'll get this gravitating, this feeling you getting right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all worth it at the end of the day. That's why I tell all artists, man, if you're working on something, man, it's all worth it. All that hard work you put behind it, you thinking people don't respect it or don't listen to it, or just never give up, man. Just keep pushing it. Keep doing you. You don't got to do it the way somebody else did it. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing you. That's why I keep it. You know what I'm saying? My name is Brandon, you feel me? So I just Brand Smith because I'm just giving me. You know, when I do the music thing, I'm giving my life. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all, you know what I'm saying, don't be ashamed to keep it 100%, you know what I'm saying? I keep it 100 grand on my albums all the time, so, you know what I mean? And I still get, you know, a pretty good response, but, you know, once we get that promotion, we going to see what the response is really looking like, you know what I mean? But shout out to everybody, you know, from my city, man. Shout out Sack. Shout out to homie Emo, been doing it for a minute. I've been hearing about him since I was, you know what I'm saying, since I was turning the radio on with Davey D and them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Just everybody just keep pushing, man. Everybody definitely do your thing. Feel me?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, who you got featured on the album or whatnot?
I got a few features, man. I got, on purpose, I got people who ain't really, you know, had the big name yet. Just so everybody get a little, you know, get a little glimpse at them. But I got the homie Kentastic. He already from Sac. You know, he working on his rookie album right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? He a heavy hitter, too, a little lightweight mainstream sound. He trying to sound like he from down south, but, yeah, he from right here, you know what I'm saying, our backyard. Then I got the homie Fuliato P. That's been my dude. Like, we actually ain't been cool. We ain't been cool, but we ain't known each other for, you know what I'm saying, forever. But we met about 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And it's like we brothers, man. We instantly clicked, you know what I'm saying? So, but this dude right here, he got a gift. He be killing. I had to get him on the thing. I wasn't going to release it if I didn't get Auto P on it. But that dude, he got something for you. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got Mad Sun, the producer, who did damn near all the beats. You know what I'm saying? Got him doing this little 1-2 singing thing on there, the high notes. And then I got Chantel, little light-skinned chick. You know what I'm saying? She real cool. She got a nice little voice. You know what I mean? She on there. I got another lady named Fermina. You know what I mean? She's on the old school joint. Man, who else I got? I hope I'm not missing nobody. Who I got? I think that might be every. Oh, tripping. I got my girl. She actually did a little sample for me. It's like a little. The hook is in a different language. Actually, she's speaking Hindi on it. You know what I'm saying? But it got a nice ring to it. We threw that together. It's amazing. Y'all got to hear it. It's called Just Saying. But yeah, Regina, she's on there. And I think that's about it. I think I got everybody, man. So I know y'all probably ain't heard of them names, but, you know, that's how we like to do it. We like to keep things real fresh so you don't know what to expect and you just accept it how it is, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I that's how I get down, bro. So like I tell them, man, people I have on this show is people I can relate to, and that's why I'm trying to help people know them, you know what I mean? So one thing I ask you, bro, I like that cover, bro. Where that concept of your album cover come from?
Oh, the cover, that's actually we honestly, like, I've been getting some good feedback on that cover, man, but I actually had a whole different idea, man. I wanted to do TVs since my album's called The Reality Show. I wanted to do a bunch of TVs and show out all of my little, you know, personalities and all that, but we ended up going to a photo studio just chilling, you know, with the homie that be doing a lot of my photo shoots and stuff like that. We was chilling. We walked into the little theater room, and I just looked at it like, this might go perfect with my little album. So we just did a couple shots there. I didn't have no outfits, but the one I had on, the little suit. I don't know if I came from church or what. I don't remember, but I had on a little suit or so, and we just shot it there. And, you know, I was trying to push to get the album out, get the artwork done. So that's what we did. We did it like that. We got a pretty good response. So, you know, hopefully the people like it, man.
Yeah, I like that cover, bro. I listened to the snippets that was on Amazon.com while I was working.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a pretty good album. So when I see you, I'm a damn sure cop a copy. If you guys got some right. hard copy, if not, I'll get it from there, too. You feel me? Because I like
that's
the record, and I like what's going down. So, I mean, before you get up out of here, bro, I know I appreciate you for calling. Hopefully the people that's listening today and the people that listen later, holler at my boy, Brand Smith. That's BRANDSMIFF. And I'm guaranteeing you will like his music, man. So, I mean, tell them where they can find you at, Brand.
Man, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/BrandSmith, with no dash, no hyphen, none of that. Just BRANDSMIFF. Always keep in touch with me there. Also, at the Twitter, you know, at Brand Smith, feel me, BRANDSMIFF, or just Google, see me on YouTube, you know, things like that, and you can always find another link to holler at me or whatever, man. And so definitely, man, Emo, man, appreciate you, man. You coming through, you know what I mean? I appreciate your time, man, you know what I'm saying, having a little show, man. I'm going to make sure that I always get to tune in, check my ears, because you playing some hot bangers, you know what I mean, that we don't always get on the radio y'all here. So yeah, man, definitely appreciate it, man. I'm going to go over here, try to hit this gym, trying to lose a couple LBs, man. Watch out and be a sex symbol or something one day.
It's all good, bro.
For real.
Hey, you be safe then, bro, and I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to get some of your music on here and let them know what you do in a minute.
For sure, for sure. Y'all let me know what y'all think, man. Add me on the book, the Twitter, the whole nine, all of that, man. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate y'all, man. God bless.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was my homie Brand Smith right there, man. And he mentioned the homie Kentastic, so I'm going to slap one of his songs real quick, and then we're going to get into the interview with my homie Kirk Kang. You know how we do it. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. Let me say that right, because I'm high right now and shit. I went outside, took a smoke break. Let me say that again. You tune in. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all, though. For real, though, you already know what it is, man. Real Talk with Emo every Monday, 10 p.m. Keep it locked, man. We'll be right back.
I'm the best in the S.A.
Keep it smiling. You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time, and we're going to keep it smiling. Like I said earlier in the show before we started, we got about 30 minutes left, 30, 40 minutes or something like that. Might go a little longer. Who knows? Do what I want to do. But Messy Marv was supposed to be on the show today. That I said that. I posted on my page and shit. I don't want to make it look like I'm telling a fib or nothing, but he was supposed to be on the show today, but something happened and he couldn't call in today, so we pushed him back. I ain't gonna even say if he gonna be on next week or nothing, because I don't depend on none of that. If he call and everything happened, you'll hear him on the show when he's supposed to hear be on here. I got a bunch of big name artists and promoters and video directors and all that I'm gonna have on the show in the coming weeks, so you want to tune in every Monday so you can hear some game on how you should do your video or how you should do your album cover or, you know, what's going on out here in this crazy-ass world, how you should watch your ass. You feel me? So that's what Real Talk with Emo is about. So with that being said, I'm going to get into my next interview because, you know, it's about 11 o'clock, so it's time to get into the next interview, the person I've been telling y'all was going to stop by. My homie Kirk Kane, he got an album with Hollowtip called Shipping and Handling that drop in stores tomorrow. I mean, this is in stores tomorrow, not just out the trunk or not just a digital on iTunes only release. See, I'm proud of that. I love to see people that still doing that in these days and age, because it's going on 2012 and a lot of people can't press CDs and they can't get in a store. All they happy with is just being on the internet and let everybody download their shit for free. So we're going to talk to my homie Kirk Kane and find out a little bit about this album he got coming out. What's up with it, Kirk? You there? Kirk, you there? Kirk, you there? Kirk Kane, you there? Well, for some reason, I don't think he's really hearing me or put the phone down and listen to it or something, because I figured that's him, but I don't know what happened. But now we're going to keep it moving, because I'm pretty sure he's going to hit me and let me know something happened later or whatever, so he'll be back to the show. It's nothing. Sometime that happened, because this is live. This is what we do. But I'm going to tell you like this. With that being said, I'm averaging 3 interviews a show lately. So, you know, at least 3 artists stop by so they can tell us something about what's going on with their projects and all that. So since I did promise you an interview right about now, we thought we was going to hear artists talk about something, I'm going to go on to my homie Shotty real quick. Now, this is an artist that I'm working with that we got a whole bunch of shit just sitting up stacked that we worked on real good. I met him. He was performing at a show one day. I seen his swag and how he got down. And I wanted to know more about him, because just when you look at people perform, whatever, it's like, well, what if dude ain't cool, whatever, you know what I mean? So I had to meet him. He, you know, I might not have been cool to him. He probably didn't click with me or whatever. So we clicked up, man, and we flew, he learned from me, you know, easy. I tell him stuff and he listened. That's some people wonder why I'm messing with Shotty right now. I hear that all the time in the confusion about what's going on. They, you know, they've been knowing me forever and I'm not messing with them. So they wonder how do he get it. For one, you know, he pay for his own studio time. He do what he got to do to get to the sessions on time. I tell him what we need done or whatever. He did his own beats. So all I had to do was just add some sprinkles and just, you know, sharpen him up. I didn't really have to do too much. That's what made my job easy. So when people wonder who Shotty is my boy, and what we doing is because we can't do music together. So I'm going to let him tell you, man, who he is and, you know, how he get down, you know what I mean? And then we're going to try to find Kurt Kane again because, Kurt, if you're online, I press – hold on, I think you might be online again. I'm going to try to look again. Hold on, Shotty. We're going to get to you in a minute if I can find Kurt.
I'm up on here, man.
Kurt. That's you, Kurt?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there we go. We on schedule.
Yes, sir.
So, man, I've been telling everybody what you got going, man. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow also my daughter's birthday, so I ain't going to never forget the day that that album dropped and whatever. So I'm proud of it because I'm a part of the album cover, artwork, and all that. So to me, that's just like an album coming out that I'm on. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
Tell us how that album came about, bro. And, you know, tell them who you is, what your name is, where you from, and, you know, what you got coming.
Yeah, it was good with it. This is Kurt Kane. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas. A lot of people don't know that, though. I'm up out of NorCal now. Been out here about 6 or 7 years or so. Lived everywhere, though. Grass Valley, Marysville, Berkeley, Santa Rosa. And basically how the shipping and handling thing and the mercenary thing came about was I just met Hollow at a show. And I just hollered at him like, yeah, what was good? We're going to do some tracks or whatever. And so I hit him up later, and then we got up in the studio. And basically, it just one thing led to another right there. Boom, boom, boom. Hella tracks knocked out, and we decided we was going to do an album. And so we just kept on getting it in, and it's actually been a long little process. We've been promoting the hell out of it. I've been promoting, shipping, and handling basically about over a year now and been fucking with the whole mercenary clique for about a year and a half or so. And,
You know, who y'all got featured on there, producers and, you know, artists or whatever, what y'all got up for us?
Yeah, we got Snoop Dogg. We got him on the hook and got a beat and intro from him. We got Doobie from Fizz Entertainment up on there. We got the Mercenaries. We got 80 West, Mike C, Cyanide. We got some Joe Factor Click from Grass Valley. You're going to see that album coming out soon, too. And, yeah, it's a whole bunch of West Coast artists, basically.
That's what's up, bro. I can't wait to hear that. So, I mean, you know, what else you got going on, bro? You know, you mentioned the other album that's coming out. What's up with that?
Man, the Pop 3 Old Factors album, that shit's basically just about a rap now. We just getting the last of our mixing and mastering all taken care of. You did the album artwork for that. We got that already taken care of and everything. And that should be out probably within the next few months here. You'll be seeing that. And then I also got a couple other projects up on the way. Me and Buzzy got a mixtape coming out, Rookies of the Year mixtape, brought to you by Mercenary Entertainment. You'll see that here shortly. And then I got my solo project that I barely started working on. I ain't even got the title for that yet, though. I got a few songs. We got Smig Dirty, Young Goalie, Hollow, Arsenal. Whole bunch of cats up on that one. That one's going to be a banger. Stevie Joe from Livewire. We got a bunch of cats up on there. And that is pretty much the freshest thing in the works. Everything new that I'm doing right now is going towards that and plus this mixtape. So we got a few projects definitely coming out here shortly.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. I like to see it moving, man. That's what's up. I mean, so, I was just thinking about something I wanted to ask you. But, I can't remember. Oh, wait a minute. I think I smoked a question, man. I've seriously had a question really wanted to ask you hella bad. Now it's stumping me. But other than that, though, where can they get the album at when it comes to fall?
Oh, man. You can get it a number of places. It's got full nationwide distribution. You can go to Best Buy, FYE, Rasputin, Dimple Records if you're in the Sacramento area. You could go. You could get it online, iTunes, Amazon, hella spots online. You could get it at billboards.com. You could get it, man, it's going to be everywhere. We got full distribution nationwide, worldwide online, everything like that. So you could definitely find it. You could even just Google in shit Kurt Cain and Holotip shipping and handling, and it's going to have a whole bunch of pages of places that you could purchase it right there, too.
That's what's up, my dude. So, I mean, you want to tell them how to get at you, bro? Any contacts, your YouTube, man, tell them something.
Yep. Look up on YouTube. We got a few cats. Shout out to my manager, Rob Langford. He put me on the whole YouTube hype right now. You could just look up Pro Management Promo page on YouTube, or you could type in Kurt Cain and Holotip on YouTube or Kurt Cain on YouTube. We got a few different little – we got the Five Drill Factors video that you did up on there. You could type in the Five Factors Anthem, Emo TV. There's a bunch of different things you could type in, though. We on YouTube, Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook.com and then just search Kurt Cain, K-U-R-T, space K-A-I-N, right there, ReverbNation.com/Kurt Cain, all one word. And Twitter, KurtCain18. Plus, if you want booking info – or booking contact, you just hit 530-802-1215. That's for booking versus the whole shebang right there.
Oh, yeah, I remember what I wanted to ask you. Seen the flyer about the release party. Tell them about that, man, where the release party going down.
Oh, yeah. So we got on Friday, this coming Friday, we got the record release party, shipping and handling, birthday bash also. That's my birthday on the 18th. The party's on the 19th. It's going to be in Auburn, off of Streeter Road. And that's basically going to be hella cracking. We're going to have the whole Mercenary clique in the building. We're going to have the 530 Factors. We're going to have a bunch of cats. And we're going to be getting down there. We're going to do a full shipping and handling set, me and Holotip. So come catch that. That shit's going to be smacking. And hit that same number, 530-802-1215, for more information about the record release party, too. That shit's going to be cracking.
Yeah, I know I ain't that hot. I was over here fighting to remember what I wanted to say, and that's what I wanted, man. I had to plug that party, man, because if they come down there, they'll see a good show. I seen these dudes, the 530 Factors and shit, performing the other day at the Castro's. I got it on video and everything. I'll be uploading that shit. They was doing their thing. Y'all have did a good performance, bro. I like that show shit.
Thanks, man. That's what's up. Yeah, we're going to be putting it down again on Friday. Going to be cracking. We got a full sound system, light system. It's going to be done all super professional. It's going to be a cracking concert for sure.
Yeah, if I didn't have a show out at the casino, the Black Sheep Casino, that same day, I was going to be coming out there. So y'all have a good time, bro, and be safe, man, and keep the violence data low. You know how it is.
Yep. No, I'm hiring extra security to do that because we could rock the party all night as long as there's no fighting going on. So I got a couple MMA fighters that are really going to hold it down. Not letting nothing go out of sight. Everybody, y'all can fight whenever, if you want, outside, on the outside, whatever, around the side of the building. It don't matter to me. But let's just keep all the violence on the inside at a minimal, for sure. But let's party. It's going to be cracking.
That's what's up, Kurt. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. Congratulations on that album finally seeing the light, because I know y'all been through a lot on just me doing the artwork alone, you know what I mean? So, you know, congratulations, bro. I'm proud of you, and I thank you for calling in, my dude.
Hell yeah, thanks, Emo. Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure, man, anytime.
Oh, yeah, what's the name of this song you sent me that I'm going to play? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, that's the Shipping and Handling theme song right there. Nikatizi made the beat. Me, Holotip, and 80 West are on that song. I did the hook, and I got the middle verse, I think it is. And, that song is a straight banger right there. That shit's hella slap, the Shipping and Handling theme song right there.
All right, man, it's all good. Good looking, Kurt. I'm going to slap that right, y'all. That was my homie, Kurt Cain, man. I told y'all he was going to slide through, tell y'all about the album he got dropping tomorrow. So go cop that, man. I mean, if you're just hearing this on the archives or whatever and you check it out later, if you walk in the store and you see Hollow Tip standing next to Kurt Kane on the cover, be like, oh, that's the cover Emo did. Go ahead and support that. Snatch it up, take it to the counter, and then put it in the CD player, and then you're going to be like, oh, and it sound good, too. So you're going to be getting two for the one, supporting us all, you feel me? That's all what I do this for. So I'm going to slap this Kurt Kane, and then I'm going to get back to my boy Shoddy Boy, because I told y'all he was here, so he's still here waiting to tell y'all how he get down. So let me slap this Kurt Kane and tell y'all a little bit of what he got coming on the album. Dipping and Howling tomorrow in stores nationwide. That's what we're talking about. 100.
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening? Worldwide, man. Hollow Tip and Kurt Kane, man. Kurt Kane, man. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? Worldwide grinding, nigga. Yeah, hard, man. You know what shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I'm hotter than a chef in the kitchen cooking cream up. Set the team up to get the cheddar like cheese puffs. Streets rough, so we fucking with this ghetto shit. Making hella shits like a franchise settlement. We taking risks, do it big like an elephant. No evidence, this merch living is elegant. I never trip, cause my eyes on the prize show. Letting pies go and keeping the 45 close. Daily notes, I be writing with a heavy stroke. Smoking hella weed while the super sports Chevy goes. West Coast number one, I'ma bring it back. Ride with a 100-round drum, count green stacks. Yeah, it's the A Street Coalition. Mercenary gang, nigga, hold my position. Yeah, man, I made about 100 grand rapping up rubber bands. You would never understand.
With your heavyweight champions, quick to get the medalist. Steady every day, playing suckers like a gambling. Hard hitters on these switches with the flows that we channeling. Speaking on my service, running rivers, running brandishing. With some heavyweight champions, quick to get the medalist. Hustling every day, and we cutting out the middleman. Quick to roll the dice on your life if you standing in the way of my pay. When I'm shipping and I'm handling, pitching, I'll be hitting, spitting home runs every day. Intentions for dimensions, I dissect them verbally. No interventions, they just listen, pay attention carefully. Not to mention I roll with tension, so they stay respecting me. Curtain hollow fit like Wallow, posted jockeying every line. Yeah, so heavyweight champions, box like Rocky every time. Either I'm shipping and I'm handling, or else I'm busting rhymes. I'm stocking bitches, talking steady, speaking on my grind. And that's one in number mine, yeah, I keep my style raw. I'm like a soldier on the front line, when you hear the battle call. I've been rocking them like boulders, and you never see a flaw. Play the game like Michael Jordan, I was destined to fall. Smooth on the groove, when I cruise, never lose. Never show when it proves, while you sit around confused. Lose and you lose, I beat the track black and blue. Hustle game, I ain't new, and I'ma lead a mental bruise. We some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Steady every day, playing suckers like a gambling. Hard hitters on these pitches with the flows that we channeling. Speaking on my scriptures, running rivers, breathless brandishing. We some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Hustle every day, and we cutting out the middleman. Quick to roll the dice on your life if you standing in the way of my pain. When I'm shipping and I'm handling.
Shipping and handling like UPS. Put the bangs on the plane, let them do the rest. Then this shit first class, how we do on the west. And if a nigga comes short with 30 in his chest, I suggest the suckers get they dough up with. I be all about my money on some grown up shit. Why you niggas hella broke? See, that's some unknown shit. I ain't in the playing games, I keep a full low clip. Just give me a plug when the package touch down. Machine counting money while we bust the packs down. Double bag with me filled up with rats now. Mercenary gang, we the shit in sack town. And all across the globe, motherfuckers know. It's the paper right, and I'ma put the pedal to the flow. That's how I got my name, 80 Westy on the go. When the rims twist off, I guess a motherfucker know.
With some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Steady every day, playing suckers like you're gambling. Hard hitters on these pitches with the flows that we channeling. Speaking on my scriptures, running rivers, breathless brandishing. With some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Hustling every day, and we cutting out the middleman. Quick to roll the dice on your life if you're standing in the way of my pain. When I'm shipping and I'm handling. With some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Steady every day, playing suckers like you're gambling. Hard hitters on these pitches with the flows that we channeling. Speaking on my scriptures, running rivers, breathless brandishing. With some heavyweight champions, quick to get this medalist. Hustling every day, and we cutting out the middleman. Quick to roll the dice on your life if you're standing in the way of my pain. When I'm shipping and I'm handling.
Yeah, shipping and handling in stores tomorrow, man, August 16th. Remember that date. Because that right there was nodding my head. That was mobbing to me. You can't tell me that didn't sound good. Come on, man. If you're supporting music out there, man, go out there and listen to some that need to support you, feel me? That's how we do it around here. I support mine, you support yours, right? So if you call here and you're listening to me, you must be mine. So support what I support, you feel me? So, you know, you can log on to my Emo3000 at youtube.com/Emo3000 to check out the video by the 530 Factors. And you'll see Kurt Kane busting on that one first, and that'll kind of get you familiar with the face to look for on the CD when you see it in stores. Yeah, you know we do it. So I'm going to keep it moving one time, you know what I mean? My homie Shotty B didn't stop by real quick, so we're going to holler at him and see what's cracking. What's up with it, Shotty?
All right. What's good with you, Emo?
Shit, man. You know me. I'm just working, going from one thing to the next, trying to let them know what it is, man.
You already know I can dig it, bro. I'm on the same hype.
So what you got going on, bro? Oh, you know, I already know what's happening, but I need you to tell them what you got going on.
What I don't got going on, bro, I got everything under the sun going on. You know, shows, videos, mixtapes, albums, promo, everything. Just trying to do everything to, you know, get exposed like toes and sandals, you feel me? But got the mixtape coming out, Bustin' Bars, Volume 1 and Volume 2, DJ Rip Run, my cutty DJ Rip Run, y'all should know him, he gonna be hosting that G-Thang, Pay Style Fan First ENT presentation, that's all in efforts to promote, you know, the album Academic Probation, once again, Pay Style and Fan First ENT Femi presentation, starring your boy Shotty, man. It's going down. We're going to be releasing these videos and doing everything. I know everybody's seen all the pictures and the links and all the blogs and all the stuff, getting you hyped up for it. Don't trip. You know what I mean? We doing everything the right way. It's strategic. You got to put stuff out, plan it right. So, you know, when you see me sitting back, that ain't mean I ain't working. It just mean we getting, you know, the groundwork and that structure right. So that we hitting y'all when we hitting y'all with that right stuff. I ain't finna just be putting stuff out to put it out, you feel me?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, tell them where you from, man, where you represent, you know, where you grew up at, where music started inspiring you at.
Man, Crestside, North Vallejo was the home. You know what I mean? YP's up, 3C's down, 1200 Griffin Drive, that's home. Family First representative, y'all might know it, a Fam First organization and team and movement. And way of life coming out of Oakland, you know, Marshawn Lynch, Robert Jordan, Josh Johnson, Vidal Lawkins and my brothers, that's my family, that's what started the Family First Movement, and we just elevating that. Music was all around, you know, like I said, growing up in the Crestside of North Vallejo, by way of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Greensboro, North Carolina, by way of Jamaica, Kingston and Trinidad, you know. It's mm-hmm. Music is everywhere. So, you know, just growing up, listening to everything. I got old soul, so I slap all the old stuff. I got the reggae feel, island, so I slap that. I got my south feel, slap that. Got my straight home, Crestside Bay Area, slap that. You know what I mean? Real hip-hop, real music, real everything. That's just where the music came from life. So, you know what I mean? I'm inspired by life experiences and just doing what I do. And I just incorporate me. You know, incorporate I into my music. So that's just how it is, bro. You already know.
Yeah, so what? Give them a little bit of taste of what's going to be on the Bustin' Bars. You know, tell them, like, you know, what kind of song's going to be on that and what the album is kind of about so they kind of have a feel of what they're going to be hearing.
Well, you know, the Bustin' Bars is straight self-explanatory. I'm talking about that's what I do. I bust bars. You know, I get that straight 91 premium super unleaded Chevron with Techline. That's what I do. So it started off with me, like Emo said, seeing me at a show, linking up, clicking up, and, you know, we vibe right, and we was able to do things that's beneficial to each other for our own separate movements as well as coming together with a movement at one. And when I presented him with my volumes of music, you know, that's his words. I have volumes of music. So he was like, you know, let's put this shit together the right way. You know, back when I was at Cal, you know, yes, I did say UC Berkeley. I was a student, full scholarship and all that. When I was going there and pursuing the sports and doing things, I ended up putting out, you know, some mixtapes and albums from 06 to about 09. And then had a lot of other material to start this academic probation. But, you know, Emo with that business savvy mind and that right vision, he like, man, we need something to promo this. We need to do a mixtape. And I'm like, bro, I already got mixtapes. He's like, well, we need some new stuff. I'm like, let's combine it. So, you know, like he said, he gave me the structure on what to do. And the next day, I sent him like an email or photos with like 80 tracks. He like, goddamn, let's do two volumes. What's the name? I'm like, I don't know. So we went through a lot of the songs, which consists of a lot of the old stuff that I did that a lot of people still ain't heard, along with a lot of the new stuff that I did that's unreleased that people haven't heard. And we just kind of put those together, mixtape tracks and sample tracks and unreleased tracks and things like that. And I have this one song that I did to the Beastie Boys Paul Revere beat that's a favorite classic called Bussin' Bars. And he was like, man, that's the name of the mixtape right there. So Bussin' Bars Volume 1 and Volume 2. There it is. That's going to promote an academic probation album dropping after that.
So what's up with the academic probation? What are those songs? What, you know, tell them what that consists of.
Oh, that consists of all the original stuff. You know what I mean? Like everything. No mixtape, nothing. You know what I mean? All the beats is done by Shoddy. You know what I mean? It's 15 tracks on there. Out of the 15 tracks, I produced 13 of them. Got another track produced by yours truly, Emo, and Ty Chocolate, and my other brother, Doc Savage out of Vallejo, California. He did another track of mine to Take It Slow, but it's mainly all the songs that belong in the radio, that belong in your tape, that belong in your CD player, that belong in your iPod. You know what I mean? Those, all my stuff belong in them spots anyway. But this is, you know, specifically for that whole sound, that whole look of we professional, we doing it, you know, the right way, the right look, everything. So that's where you can find, you know, Over There, you can find Womp, Take It Slow, She Like Me, and a whole bunch of stuff y'all not even heard of yet. But that's where you're going to get the full, you know, all around just a Shoddy, 25 years old right now in this day and age, you know what I mean? That's me right now. That's academic probation. Even though it was made, I came up with that title back in 06, but, you know, like I said, it takes a process of doing things the right way, so it's finally came together, so academic probation is what it is.
Yeah, bro, I mean, I'm sitting here like, yeah, you telling them everything they need to know since they asking.
Man, you already knew, you know I know how to do it, bro. You know I know how to do it. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, though, that's what's up. I mean, well, tell them where to get at you at, man. I got about 5 minutes before I get out of here. Tell them where to find Shoddy, all the places, man.
Man, I'm one-stop shop, bro. You can find me at Reverb Nation, real simple. You can even Google your boy, Shoddy, S-H-A-A-D-I-E. If it's easier to remember, the real Gov name is Rashad with two A's, so take out that R-A and put I-E at the end. That's Shoddy, S-H-A-A-D-I-E. You can check me out on ReverbNation.com/Shoddy. You can check me out on Facebook, R Shoddy, Shoddy None. Go to any of them links, Google, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Shoddy. Just put in S-H-A-A-D-I-E and you'll find me. I'm Shoddy B at Twitter, ReverbNation/Shoddy, R Shoddy and Shoddy None on Facebook. You know I'm there. I'm easy to find. I'm all over, man, like the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Well, you know, I just want to say thank you for calling in, bro. You held on for me real good. I had to get to you since you was here so I can tell them something. I'm going to get into one of these songs off the album real quick so they can, I'll remind them because I'm always playing this song, but this will remind them who you are real quick so when they hear this again, you feel me?
Yes, sir. You know, Emo, stay on it, bro. So y'all stay tuned because it's real talk all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was my homie Shoddy right there, man. And like he told you, I didn't even have to speak for nothing, man. I just let him tell you, man, because we're going to show you better than we can tell you. With that being said, we're going to play one of the songs off of the album that's kind of like a single. You know, it won't. See, what happens is when people do music, most of the time your ear is thinking, ooh, I want to hear what I be hearing all the time, because they brainwashing you to make you supposed to hear that. And if you don't hear that, then you don't like it. So a lot of people got to grow on certain songs, and that's where promotion comes. We push it and show it and take it around the world to we find in people that's going to gravitate to it. It might not you might not love it, but somebody else loves it. Believe me. We got people loving this song all over the place, especially in Atlanta where you can shake your ass real good, and where they play that bounce music, and the strippers love to shake their ass and shit. It ain't a thing. They love this shit right here. So, you know, this song was for the ass shakers right here. It's called Womp. You know what I mean? You got the females that be twerking. Well, we call that shit the womp over here. You feel me? And we want to see you womp it, girl.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Better choose this one. Hey, yo, listen up. All you ladies out there that be twerking, you know what I mean? Or that think you can twerk?
Think you can.
Go ahead and twerk to this. Go ahead and upload some YouTube videos. I want to see you twerk. You know where I'm from? I wanna see you womp it.
Yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass that's in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I wanna see you womp it. Womp, 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 womp. You're doing, see you moving to the groove, and now I wanna see you do it on me. I ain't laughing, it ain't funny, you ain't fucking with no dummy. I just wanna get a piece of you before I go. Pretty fit and pretty titties, pretty face and pretty feeling. With a friend, I wanna feel me while I'm feeling her. I ain't worried, we can do it. Got my back against the wall with two pairs of booties, and I ain't talking babies, I'm talking grown ass women that I'm swimming in. Smell like cinnamon, real feminine. You know I'm into them, I'm a wolf in the den. I'm gonna get whatever I need for me and my kin, and I need your friends. You and her, leave right now with me, and you be sure third. I don't need no coat, I'm cold, bitch, burn, but I'm hot like fire, and it won't get burned. Clean like a board of hell for no germs, only at the bottom of my worm. Maybe, baby, you gonna learn that you must sit and wait your turn, cause I do not want you to stop it. Girl, I wanna see you womp it. Yeah, I see you, girl, I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass that's in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I wanna see you womp it. Womp, womp.
The way you going, you really pop that ass sweet like kettle corn. I never seen it done like that before. It's like you foreign. I swear to God, I watch you all night, girl. You never born. Your girls womp it too. Who y'all the womp it crew? Well, I ain't mad at you. Do whatever wompers do. I'm not gonna stand here and just watch you work. I'm tired of logging on. I'm trying to feel the twerk. See it in action, live and direct. On your boy, straight bouncing like a check. Where they do that at? They gon' do that here, and I'ma bounce it back. Bet they ain't ready for no shit like that, cause I can do it with the clothes on, do it with the clothes off. Turn your own high, then do it till you doze off. Tell your girlfriends, we can all get lost. I'ma have you sweating like you drank a can of hot sauce. Yeah,
yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass that's in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I wanna see you walk it. Wow.
Yeah, I told you, man, I
grandma, your mama, your grandma, your auntie, everybody finna womp, 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 womp. Twerk team, what's happening, girl?
Thanks for listening to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That's streets spelled with a Z. And listen to any past shows you may have missed. Or check me out on facebook.com/emo3000. And I'll make sure you get what you need. Once again, thanks for chilling with the real. And be sure to come back every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time so we can do it all over again. And remember, life is too short to waste time to be something you're not. Be the best person you can be is all I can ask. And that's real talk. Be safe and smoke out.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
Cause every time the phone ring, I'm hoping it's you and I. And all the little things you do, cause it's the little things that really show me that you care.
When you love somebody dear, you do almost anything. Take my heart out of my chest just to have you again. When you love somebody dear, you do almost anything. Girl, we gotta stop a mic, cause I just wanna make things right.
Can we start over? Press rewind and go back to the day and that's how we run.
From the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we're still on the West Coast, baby. Oh, what's up? Your boy Classic Malone. Blue Division, Snoop Dogg. Yeah,
I'm gonna go.
Eastside
with my nephew.
Eastside
with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Eastside with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Eastside with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Eastside with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue. The loaf's black. See the blood getting love where the loaf's at. About time that somebody bought the loaf back. Like I swear got stole, this the low jack. Yeah, I found it, took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. Truth is, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. That's on my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but
crip,
nigga, this
crip Gang.
No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but
crip,
nigga, this
crip Gang.
Siding
with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Blue paint, blue wells when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights quipping too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a trip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, asshole to appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rapper like. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying really this game when I say, but nigga this. And no, I ain't trying really this Wayne when I say, but nigga this.
Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip. Crip Gang, siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Get it in, but I keep it on the hush.
Who's the G?
making this green. I swear Mountain Dew ain't got nothing on my team. F is for the family that's holding me down. I think niggas know who run this town. A is for the action I'm all about. Blow a nigga head off, kill all the doubt. B is for the big boys with the grown money. And bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. Shots to trona like phone to moan. It ain't over till it's over low, so I'm gone.
I see young, they don't say.
Justice I did to the game.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas that's on is lame.
Lame.
A's for the way I airs them out. Hoops by the twos, I pairs them out.
Okay.
D's for the dope that a nigga still pumping.
Yeah.
12-hour shifts, got the spot still jumping. Rocking on till the block is gone. 38 is snub nose, but the chopper's long.
You never get this time, so they say.